Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, home of TW3, the most powerful marketing tools, training, and technology on planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Get ready to earn, enjoy, and experience more than you ever dreamed was possible. If you're tired of just getting by and ready to really thrive, then buckle in and listen up. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Keith. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. This is the show designed, developed, and distributed for that entrepreneur, that person that is ready to take their money, business, and life to all new levels. I'm joined in the studio with my two boys, in whom I'm well pleased. Two of five. Y'all are two of five.
Boys.
Boys.
Two of five boys.
Two of five children.
Sorry, Gabby and Haven.
Yeah, we had three boys and two girls. And Reagan, you look different today. I can't put my finger on it, but you look better.
You guys look stupid.
are you practicing social responsible distancing? And
I do when I'm out in public. This is more of a social fashion thing because I see you guys every day. But
yeah, well, yeah. You look better. I'm just going to say you need to go with that.
People don't realize, but I think the mask is actually a blessing.
And for the audio listeners, he's wearing a mask.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I think the mask is actually a blessing because many of us, me included, shouldn't really go out in public with a face anyway. So it's...
Well,
it's
you got it on us. Look at your dad.
Yeah.
You know, I've been saying for years, and y'all criticize it. I know your generation specifically.
The Zoomers?
The millennial types, I guess is what you're called. You guys aren't fans of multi-level marketing.
MLMs?
Yes.
Yeah, not really. Not typically, no.
Yeah, I think it's, I think my generation up is more accepting, but you guys seem to really.
I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, at least in my experience, what I've come across from MLMs typically come across as very shady. I'm not saying they're all that way, but what I've experienced firsthand, typically very shady, not very lucrative, and it, from what I've seen, tends to pry or prey on people that are not in a position to maybe support that kind of business.
Well, I got bad news for you. I'm thinking about developing a product in the TW3 ecosystem specifically designed and developed for
MLMs,
selling it as an MLM. And I'll tell you why.
I don't like that idea. I'll just tell you
I'm going to tell you why. Your mother... So I asked her the other day, why are you buying these clothes that she's buying? And I noticed my mantra here, we don't sell pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. And I needed to add a little tagline or hyped up athletic clothes, Callie. But that's the tagline on that new cliche that I've got. But I'm asking her, why are you buying all of this? And more specifically, why are you spending so much on what I perceive to be something that could be purchased from other retail outlets for about a third of the price?
Right. That's just stretchy pants.
And here's her answer. Well, it's for, and then she mentioned the friend of ours.
So it supports somebody's business.
It supports someone's business.
Understand.
And I was like, but you said you're paying three times more than you could at anywhere. Well, yeah. Well, why would you, do you need, well, no, I've already got, well, why are you buying it?
To support somebody's home business.
And so I let that one slide. And then I see her buying nails, spending way more money than what she, well, that supports so-and-so. And then I see her buying cookware and stuff. Well, that supports so-and-so. And all the time, it's buying stuff that's two and three times more expensive than what it otherwise would be.
Right.
And her answer is, well, that supports and helps.
It helps this person.
So I'm saying, why am I not in on this game? Why don't I have a software package out there that I'm selling to these stay-at-home moms and types, and then when the husband comes home and says, why are you spending $10,000 on an elite package when you could have bought it direct for $3,000? They can say,
well, it supported this person.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
So I've got to get in on this.
Yeah. But see, there's going to be some people that don't like this, and that's okay, but I think that's what sets us apart from a lot of other companies at the moment.
Well,
I think there's there's a legitimacy thing. If you start going,
I get it.
But you refer this many people there.
That's what I'm saying. I could develop it away from our package. It named something completely different, you know, TW3 Bobo Berry Blaster, you know, or something like that.
Well, it's a good thing that, you know, you're keeping it under wraps and you're not announcing it on the podcast to everybody about exactly what it's going to be. That's good.
All right, guys. I think you're really going to enjoy what we have for you tonight. I literally have two shows packed in one and all under an hour. We're going to try our best to get it you in and out in under an hour. Nothing is more inspiring to me than to see illustrations through others of how I can improve my own life. Well, tonight, that is exactly what you are going to hear and see. You're going to get that in segment three, just coming up. You are in a unique position right now, and I know when I say that, if I tell our audience, because, boy, I tell you what, people are just percolating with stress, and it's business, church, society. I know you guys,
drivers too,
out on the road.
I saw two wrecks Saturday, like 45 seconds from each other, bad wrecks, and I was like, I hate every single one of you on here. Like, you guys are idiots. And
people are losing their minds. I have never seen society just go nuts like they were going.
It's gone crazy,
isn't it? And you can't win. And that's when I
try to debate with a crazy person.
Well, you know, and when I'm working with coaches and entrepreneurs and pastors and business leaders, I say, go with what you feel like resonates with your brand, your business, and your mentality, because you're going, you know, like at our church, we're under a mandate to do certain things, and we want to be good citizens of the state that we're a part of. Sure. So we follow protocols and stuff like that. But then where the protocols aren't stringent and give freedom.
Yeah.
We don't add restrictions that the mandates. And
right. You do what's required.
We do what's required.
Mm-hmm. Which I would imagine gives backlash on both sides. People are like, why are we doing it in the first place?
You got people mad because of having masks. You got people mad because once you get in and you're socially distant 6 feet apart, you don't have to. It is just absolutely. And it's like, you can't win. You can't win. And it's that way in business, everything else. So just go with God and do what you know and let the chips fall where they may. But when I tell people you are in a unique position right now, a lot of them say, it's called ear aggravation. Irritation, frustration. That's where I'm at right now. But hear me on this. Right now is the best time for you to make changes to improve your personal and professional life. And the changes I'm talking about doesn't have to be these drastic changes either. You would be amazed at how what you have experienced in life and the skill sets you currently have, you could leverage and improve your life greatly. So tonight, you're going to hear how that's possible. I'm also coming up in just a brief moment. I'm going to give you 7 easy, free of charge, no cost to you, steps to how you can improve your whole life, business, personal, professional, everything. So I want to illustrate to you, though, in an interview I did with one of our coaches and trainers at TW3, how your life can drastically change and improve with potentially very little changes on your part. Tonight, you're going to hear from someone who had immense training, experience, and skill sets in the area of online marketing. However, when we first met him, he, like so many other people and very talented people we have helped along the way, was struggling. All he needed was just a few inside tips, tricks, and strategies to refocus his efforts, and then boom, he's been a rock star ever since. So,
hey, we're on a podcast.
We're getting that, and I'll have to let that's Bill Perry calling us on a live podcast. I'll have to tell him that was him. Just popped up. So, Bill, you're on the episode 430, and you didn't even know it. So I'll have to call him back. So, but this gentleman I'm interviewing, you're going to hear from him. He is one of our rock stars here, and he's written a new book. So I can't wait to help talk to him about that as well. But before we get started, I want to announce that if you want to understand how there's some simple things you can do right now in written form to improve your business, you can go to terrywilson3.com and get both the physical copy and the ebook copy and the audio video training of a new book. It's all over at terrywilson3.com. It's called Warning Opportunity Ahead, How to Perceive and to Distribute Value in the Middle of COVID-19. So that's some stuff going on. We do have this podcast is laid out in segments. This is segment one. Segment two is coming up where we're going to have a training that I'm doing. Segment three is going to come up where we're going to do an interview with one of our members. And then segment four, we'll close the show. So just let you know in case you're wondering what's going on. But I think Reagan and River's got a few announcements and then we'll get started.
Yeah, so we'll be taking your questions in just a moment. So if you have any questions, feel free to put them in the chat. And we or one of our members will answer as soon as possible. Tonight in segment three, we're going to be doing an interview rather than our normal Q&A time. So just a heads up on that.
We'll be giving away our copy of the new book, Warning Opportunity Ahead, to someone tonight who shares this podcast live while we are on. However, to be entered to win this free book, you have to use the hashtag TW3Podcast430. If you don't include the hashtag, we won't be able to find it. We want everyone who shares to have a chance to win.
Now, I think you could have done that with a lot more enthusiasm.
I was hoping for a voice crack.
Yeah.
I was kind of scared for that first, and it's like, all right, voice, you're going to...
down. There's PTSD. It's in it's in neutral, and then
is he scared to go?
I have to start in a lower
in your barely white voice.
I'm barely white.
Right on.
Everybody.
So anyway, you guys are hysterical. Well, I can't wait to get into this training. We'll be back right after this, and we're gonna start off with seven tips, seven easy things that you can do right now to improve your life and do well. And so in all areas of life. So it's going to be pretty cool when we get back right after this. Hey, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a real quick question. Are you happy with your career, what you do, who you work for, who you work with? Are you happy with the industry you're in? If you're like most Americans, you would love to have your own business, your own opportunity to go and come as you'd like, to make what you want. How would you like the opportunity to be in a viable business opportunity? There's no inventory, there's no gimmicks of, you know, recruiting people and building up a leg and all that nonsense. There's no calling your friends, family, and foes. Matter of fact, there's no cold calling at all. You could do sales or non-sales and make money. Incredible pay, as a matter of fact, anywhere from $750 up to $18,000. Over one decade, TerryWilson3.com has been helping people just like you and me take their money, business, and life to all new levels. If you're ready to start building your dream rather than someone else's dreams, go to TerryWilson3.com. Hey guys, if you've watched my podcast any, you know that I love hats. As a matter of fact, if you see any of my blogs or written content, half the time I'm in a hat. And there's a reason for that. The older I've gotten, I've lost hair, and it keeps the sun off my head, or it keeps me warm. But nevertheless, the quality hat's harder and harder to find. Michael and I were down in Charleston the other week and ran across a hat company called Gorin Brothers. Been in business forever, and they make nothing but quality hats. You can get a fedora, flat cap, straws, packables, knit, troopers, baseball caps, you name it, they've got it. And you're not going to beat the quality, the craftsmanship, and the material they use. You're just not. And I thought all hats were created equal until I put one on my head. And I was like, good Lord, this feels so good. It breathes. It keeps the sun off my head so I don't get burnt. And I just love it. And so if you want a quality hat, go to Gorin.com or go to TerryWilson3.com/hats. It takes you to the same place. They're not an affiliate of ours. This is not a paid advertisement. I just love their hats. And I think you will too. If you mention this podcast, because I asked them, hey, can I advertise for you and give a little back? Because the real reason I'm doing this is to give value to you, to give you a discount on something if you like it. And they said they would. So they're going to offer our listeners a 15% discount if you just mention the podcast and say, hey, Terry said, I got a 15% discount at TerryWilson3.com just by calling you. And you can also call them if you don't want to go to the website, 843-518-4287. That's 843-518-4287. It's the Gorin Brothers hat company. Don't be boring. Go get you a Gorin hat.
You're listening to TerryWilson3.com. Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner. And now, back to the TW3 Studios with Terry Wilson.
All right, so we're back. What's he going to say? We don't know.
Please don't say what you're going to say.
We're back. And in tonight's training, Terry will be sharing seven tips to do well. Before we get into that, though, I have a question. Don't trainings like these irritate people?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like the consensus.
When you're talking about being positive and everybody's under stress, it can smack as...
good timing there, sir.
Good time. Well, unempathetic. But my argument is you have to have enough self-awareness to know where these negative feelings are coming from. It's right. not that we're blaming anyone for having stress, pressure on their lives. It's that be cognizant of what's going on and, and be in control of yourself.
Right.
Don't be a slave to outward forces and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Because I know it's because I get the mail. It's easy for you.
Sure.
And the thing that I hate about that hate mail when I start talking and advocating, being positive, being uplifting, is most people, I guess, I don't know, at least the ones I get the hate mail from, you don't know what it's like. Then they go into the rationalizing of why they feel the way they feel.
Well, then that shows that they don't really know you, though.
Well, that's the problem. Anytime you discount someone else's story, you don't know the mud hole people had to crawl out of.
Yeah.
And I think when I or other people are advocating stay positive, stay uplifting, stay upbeat.
Yeah. You're coming at this place of you've always been on top, but it's like.
Yeah, like I was born with some sort of silver spoon in my mouth. I mean,
we moved states due to, you know, foreclosure and, you know, bankrupt business. Like, I don't think people get
And it's
that.
Insulting because, you know, people, they just like, they discount your whole backstory.
Yeah.
Like, it don't matter.
It's like, well, it doesn't matter what you went through. This
Exactly. You don't.
And I think it also comes, this is going to be a bad analogy, but I think it'll resonate. So I went to, not Quiznos, what's the, Moe's. I went to Moe's the other day.
Yeah.
And I walked in there with a friend, and then we got to the door, and it said mask required. So we walked back to the car. He had already had his mask, but I had forgotten mine. Put my mask on, we go in, no problem.
Yeah.
A little frustrating. It's like I walked 100 feet, now I got to go walk it again, but it's...
it is what it is.
I want to eat Moe's, so exactly. We're going to Moe's. There's a guy in there that when we get in there, I mean, he's just raising Cain. Like, he's yelling at the employees, he's yelling at people that are in line with the masks on, like, this is stupid. Can't believe you guys are following this. Walks back out, grabs his mask, then he gets his food. My point in all this is he already knew he was in a high stress. Like, he already knew he was frustrated about the mandates. He already saw the sign that was like, hey, you're going to go in here. It's going to be an issue. And even still, it's like some people are in the mindset. It's like, no, I'm looking forward to the negativity. I'm looking forward to, like,
it's actually like
I'm looking forward to the fight.
I don't know what it is that some personality types feel like. If I add fuel to this fire, it'll make me feel better. No, it's actually
the only thing it did was everybody in line judged. I'm like, hey, man, like some of us may agree with mass, some of us may not, but just put it on, grab your food and go.
You do you, baby. And my
you don't have to eat here either.
Like, my attitude is you do you till it affects me.
Right.
Once your behavior starts affecting my life, then I have a right to say, hey.
And it was. He was yelling at me because I was wearing a mask. I was like, I just saw the sign. I can read. Like,
exactly. Sorry.
I was like, to be honest, I probably would have put it on had I remembered it. But
I'm homeschooled and I'm a college student. Yeah, so like, I can read and comprehend.
I can read pretty good.
Yeah.
I knew this.
I do words well.
I put the words together. They form sentences. I make that to my brain. It makes thoughts, you know.
And then all of a sudden activity happens. All right, guys. Tonight, 7 tips on how you can do well. And for you guys that are out there that are under stress, that are frustrated, that are aggravated, I get it. Okay. But listen to this training. It's not coming from a place of, you know, how dare you, you have no right to feel the way you feel. It's coming from a place of yes, but there is a better way. Yes. You're listen, there's nobody within the sound of my voice does not have justification, rationalization. You have a right to feel what you feel. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you can move from that and move from that to a place that's going to be more profitable for your business, for your life, for your health, and everything else. So let's get into that training right now. You know, we live in a culture and in a society that you have to be more intentional with your well-being. We don't live in a time period where things are relaxed, where the pace of life is slower. No, those days are unfortunately gone. However, it doesn't mean that peace of mind, a restful state, a time of relaxation cannot be a reality we live in, but you have to be intentional about it. It's just not going to come about. You know, those days of just, you know, whistling on your way down to the local pond or lake to go fishing and whistling your way back. Mayberry is gone for a lot of people. Now, there's some people that still enjoy that lifestyle, but for the lion's share of people, especially in the workforce and in the workplace, people with children at home, heck, you could be retired and probably understand that life can be busier than it's ever been before. It's just the nature of our technological society. However, that's not healthy done all the time. You have to take times and take places, take a place, mark out a spot, mark out a time, put it on your calendar. You have to be intentional about doing well and living well. So I want to give you 7 ways to do well, both physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, you name it. These 7 tips I think are going to help you. 7 ways to do well. Number one, take notes. You live in a time period where there's new things coming all the time. And if you want to learn anything well, if you've got a new skill set that you're trying to develop, a new thing at work that you're having to learn how to do, take notes and take notes well. Plan. You know, here again, you don't live in a world where you can just wing it anymore. You do have to do some planning. And don't just be someone that listens to things and hears things, but actually put actions to the good ideas you hear. Contextualize things that happen to you in life, because sometimes without the context of what's going on, you can misinterpret a lot of things, internalize them, and all of a sudden they're like death sentences to your soul. So learn to contextualize, learn to take care of physical health, learn to take care of financial health, learn to take care of emotional health, learn to take care of yourself. Number 6, learn to release things. And number 7, and finally, learn to reach for things. Let me get into how you can practically do all 7 of these things to do well in every part of your life. Number 1, how do you take notes? You know, it's amazing that people that are in school and people that are taking classes and people that are taking courses, TW3 members even, it is amazing to me in my coaching time, our homeschool time here with our children, learning how education and learning new skill sets work for other people and the different learning styles. There's one common denominator that cuts across all different learning styles, all different avenues of where learning takes place, and that is people who take notes do better. You retain more. You understand more. It becomes a reality. There is something about just the practical pen to paper. I'm not talking about taking notes on a computer. I'm not talking about, you know, jotting notes down with a dictaphone or, you know, text to speech to text. I'm talking about literally a piece of paper and pen or pencil. Take notes. Record what you hear. Record everything you hear, okay? Because so many times you'll probably try to start editing before you start recording. Forget about the editing. Everything that comes in your pathway that you understand, that you hear, that you discern, that you're able to use one of your 5 sensories and get some sort of idea of what's going on, write it down. And then, and only then, after you've recorded everything that you've perceived through your 5 senses, reduce it down. That's when you start taking editorial control over things and you say, okay, this isn't important. This isn't important. This is just a nuance. This is just backstory. This is just context to the major point. You can get into that sort of, you know, what's important, what's not, but you do it after the fact. Record everything, reduce it down, then recite it. Okay, this is what was said. This is how it works. You recite it. You start internalizing. You verbalize it outside. Then you start reflecting it. You start saying, okay, this is what it means. This is how it applies. You start taking in that thing and reflecting what you just heard, what you just recited. Reflect it. And number 5, and finally, review it again. If you will do those 5 R's, you will be a better note taker. And because of that, you will be able to discern and learn more through greater note-taking. Number 5, effective planning. If you want to do well, become more organized with your time, okay? So that means everything has to be written down in a calendar or on your Calendly. I love using Acuity. Other people use Calendly. Whatever tool function, we have a CRM that will sync to a lot of those for our members, but write everything down in calendar. Make room for everything. Your breaks, your time off, when you're not doing something, make room for everything. Write down your goals, everything that you want to do. big to small, write it down. Write down all of those inspirational quotes that you get, whether you listen to Zig Ziglar or Tony Robbins or Les Brown or Terry Wilson or whoever inspires you, whoever motivates you to go to that next level, whoever gives you illustrations of what life could be. Write those things down. Put it in your calendar. Write your finances down. Plan for that. Everything goes on it and in it, and even your personal time. Let me tell you something. If you don't schedule time off, especially as an entrepreneur, you won't have time off. So everything you got to do, everything that you don't want to do, everything, write it down. Put it in a planner. Animate the audio. And what I mean by that, don't just be a hearer, but be a doer. There's a good passage of scripture. Don't be a hearer of the word, but a doer also. So many times, you know, it's probably one of the biggest problems you will find in religious circles. It doesn't matter what denomination you're in. So many people, they go and they listen to some sort of philosophical, theological, lofty ideas, concepts of and constructs of how to live life better, how to do better, but it never leaves the philosophical realm. It's just a great idea. And then they practically go back to living and doing the activity they always once did. Well, listen, if you don't take what you hear and put action to it, then it does not do any good for you. After 12 years of doing TW3, I can tell you, we've got a 6-step program that we tell people, if you will do these 6 steps, if you will learn and develop the skill sets to do what we're telling you to do, and you will do it the way we show you, we guarantee you results, because it's a numbers game. You are going, but so many people, they hear it, they listen, but they never do. So here's some things you can do to animate the audio. Number one, ponder what's being said. Then number two, wonder mentally, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually. Let your imagination take wild and imagining yourself, if you did what you're pondering, where you could be, and then look toward yonder of where you want to go. So don't just hear it, but ponder it. Wander around in the concepts and the ideas and what it means to you and how it applies, and then start doing it, even though you're wandering through, you know, and it doesn't make sense, but just ponder it, wonder about it a little bit, let it inspire you, the awe about it, the wonder about it, and then go yonder, go and move from where you're at and go over there. Excuse my southern dialect here a little bit, and a little bit of fun with words, but ponder, wander, and yonder. That's how you animate audio. Number three here, contextualize the failures you have. You're going to have failure, but I love what Zig says, failure is an event, it's not a person. So number one, don't identify with the failure. You are not the failure. It's not about a matter of who failed, it's a matter of what failed. Okay, so anytime you have business failure, personal failure, anything about that, then I analyze not the who, but the what. What failed me? Did I fail myself? Did an idea fail me? Did an activity fail me? Did a way of doing things fail me? And then ask yourself, when did it start? When did this failure begin? And I can tell you this, it's not actually when you actually started doing the things that caused the failure. It's when you started believing the belief system that caused the activity. So isolate, why do I believe that? Where did I implement it, and why do I believe it? If you will contextualize your failure and not internalize it, you will learn from your failure, and failure becomes an asset and not a liability. And number four, finally, care for yourself first. You can't help anyone else until you've helped yourself. And that's not being selfish. That's being wise, because how are you going to help someone if you're starving yourself? So care for your physical health, your emotional health, and your spiritual health. Those are the three major things you have to do if you're going to be a help to anyone in the world. And release stigmas, mental problems, physical problems, emotional problems. These are all things that you can say, man, mental disorders and mental health and emotional disorders are a real thing, and they shouldn't be stigmatized. Listen, that doesn't make you less than or but be wise about it. Be okay with it. Understand it and get help for it. If you got a physical problem, don't beat yourself up. Or you got an emotional problem, take care, release the stigmas so that you can then reach out and be a help to your community and reach out when you need help. You got to connect with people. You're no man's an island. If you want to do well in life, finally, 7, reach out. Reach out to the community, the church, the causes that you care for, care groups that you have. That is the way that you're going to do well. Even if you're an introvert, even if you're someone that says, hey, Terry, everybody's got to be connected to a small level at some times to find life, because that we are all human beings made to connect with one another and uniquely designed and fitted together to build an organism that we're supposed to do. So business people, connect with your team. Churches, connect with your people. Schools, connect with you. Families, connect. No matter where you're at, you're not going to do well until you do well by your community, church causes, and care groups. Those are the 7 ways to do well, and I hope it will help you take your money, your business, and your life to all new levels, because as you do well for others, you will do well for yourself.
Can't guarantee you success, but he sure can help you eliminate the excuses made so far for not achieving them. Now back to the TW3 studio with Terry Wilson.
All right, so we're back. Let's go ahead and get into that interview with Mark and Terry.
So I'm on the phone here and on the Zoom call with the one, the only, the legendary Captain Quackenbush, other known aka Mark Ian Griffin from TW3coaching.com. And it's a privilege to have him on. And believe it or not, and you should believe it, because you wouldn't believe it if I did it, but this guy has just written a book, an incredible book. You got to go over and get called How Not to Suck as an Entrepreneur. God, I wished I had that when I came out. It saved me a lot of bruises and bumps. Mark, how you doing, brother?
Man, I am doing amazing. Amazing. If I was doing any better, I couldn't stand myself.
That's not fair. That is not fair. Now, you need to equally redistribute some of that goodness.
Well, that's why I wrote the book. That's like, how can I get the word out there better?
Write a book. See, you are being generous with the goodness. That is awesome, brother. Well, tell me a little bit about your book. What caused you to even want to start writing a book? And well, specifically this book.
To tell you the truth, the book itself has always been on my heart. I mean, you know, I have always wanted to help others. I've been in the coaching space really since 2009. You know a little bit of my story. You know, I retired from the military, served 20 years, and I went into real estate. And that would, you know, I was obviously in the real estate, we're heavy as an entrepreneur. But then 2008 happened, right?
Yeah. What happened in 2008?
Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And it was a very hard time. And I had to do some massive pivots to survive. And I found myself in digital marketing. And what happened was I, you know, found that I was helping people in an area where they couldn't wrap their head around this, you know, marketing, especially digital marketing, because it's not tangible. So it's harder for someone to kind of wrap their head around it. And as I grew in that space, I started seeing other areas where I was helping. So I started doing, you know, events and kind of speaking events and stuff like that, and started attracting more people and helping more people. But the thing about it was, while I was learning all this stuff and experience all this stuff and just pivoting and surviving, I found that I was always kind of self-limiting myself. I was like, well, you know, no one's going to really be interested in hearing this. No one's going to really. So the book itself has been on my heart for years, right? But it was, I was at a place where I was like, nah, no one's going to want to hear from me.
Yeah. Sort of imposter syndrome. I get that for sure.
Yeah. And it really was, once I, you know, I found your organization, TW3, back in 2018, where my mindset really changed. You know, I you know, where I was and how I saw things and my value to the marketplace was to complete 180, or at least 170. Maybe, you know, I was almost there.
Yeah. You were there, brother.
But as I started to pouring more value into more people and seeing the results that they were getting from what I was teaching them and helping them go through, you know, kind of a lot of it was mindset. Like, you know, because I had walked through it, you know, you can't teach something that you haven't walked through, you know.
Sure. With any integrity, so, anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
will be found out if you're talking a talk that you can't walk, it will show up for sure.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. I get that. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what really, you know, just seeing the results that other people were getting from, you know, from what I do and what I teach made a big difference. Plus, you know, last year I really started running with my coaching program, took it to the next phase. And I understood that this was the normal thing, that I needed to get a book out there to get more people to understand and help more people.
Well, if people want to get the book, where, just go over to tw3coaching.com, or do you have an independent site for it?
Yeah, well, and actually we're still doing finishing up the editing portion of it. But if they want to get, do a pre-order, they can go to, I wrote the number down, but they can go to book.author, like as in, you know, author, writer, authormark.com. So book.authormark.com. And they can either put themselves on the list to get the free download, or they can actually choose to pre-order one, which if they pre-order, they'll be getting a free 1 hour coaching session with me.
Oh, cool.
So right away I'll follow up with them and schedule a time to go over, you know, whatever's going on in their business that's trying to change.
Sure. Well, knowing a little bit about your past and sort of what you've had to walk through and overcome, because as I have been coaching and working in the entrepreneurial space for, 12, 13 years now, as far as a coach part of it, I've noticed the ones who are successful, the ones who have staying power, the ones who sort of go to the next level, all have a context to their life. They just didn't land there. They just didn't, okay, today I am, you know, Joe Schmo that works at XYZ company, and now I'm Joe the rock star and this great entrepreneur and everybody. So there is a story, there's a backstory, there's a reason for why they're in the next season. So explain to me how your backstory, but tell me a little bit about some of those obstacles you've come through that inform your coaching today and how you're able to take some of those things and share with people, say, hey, this was a pain point, but now it's part of the power that I offer for others to push through.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I mentioned before, I was, you know, I'm retired military. So definitely there's a lot of, you know, being mission ready, you know, finding a way to get it done type of mentality that I adopted in those, you know, those 20 years where I served. Now, when you take that and you go into the marketplace, it's there's a big difference because, you know, as great as the military is in certain aspects, it also can be, you can be sort of institutionalized. In other words, you're used to them making, you know, decisions for you, you know,
sure,
you know, when to eat, you know, how to eat, how much time you have off, what you wear, you know, just things that you kind of get used to. And then when you're in the marketplace, you're kind of, so there is always that struggle when someone is coming from a W-2 sort of scenario, Right. And now they're $10.99. And because their job, their boss did the same thing. Not that there's anything wrong with what they're doing.
No.
But now they find themselves. So one thing that, you know, a lot of people can find themselves doing is actually burning themselves out. They don't take care of themselves, and they don't understand why their business is suffering because, you know, when you go to work from like 9 to 5 or something like that. You know, there's specific hours. And, you know, from noon to 12:30, you have lunch. And then there's like little breaks put in between. Well, that's assigned by your boss, and certain labor laws. But that helps you as a person become more effective, right? Now, what happens is we move into the entrepreneurial space, we just get this mentality that, oh, I'm just going to go, pedal to the metal, full bore, you know, like you see in Hollywood. You see this in the movies, and it always works in the movies, but you wonder why, you know, you're burning out and you're frustrated because you haven't taken care of you as a person. And that part is one aspect that's so overlooked. It's overlooked so often. But when taking all that military stuff, not as best, taking all that, and then the struggle that I went through, you know, going from real estate or going from the military into real estate and just walking that journey out, you know, and I'm thankful that one of the first things I did was I got a coach. I wasn't trying to figure it out. I was going to someone who had been there and was showing me the ropes and, you know, and revealed a lot of things about me that I didn't realize, you know, and then, you know, we hit those hard spaces. My wife left me because I was building my business and she couldn't see what I saw. I mean, she came back. She came back, but she just thought I was crazy. I got cancer, you know. My business is tanked. I was at one point I was almost homeless. You know, there are these struggles that are real. You're going to go through. So now I'm not going to say that your spouse is going to leave you and you're going to get some disease. And, you know, I'm not saying all that, but what I am saying is as far as who I am and the message that I have to put out to people, one, there is light on the other side of the tunnel. You know, you have to stick with it, but you do have to take what you're experiencing, make sure that you have a mentor, a coach, something, someone that you can kind of bounce things off of and that you're willing to learn so that you're going through that next phase and you're better, you're stronger, you're more profitable. Okay. And I know I strayed away from your question about, what kind of built, but me, I kind of get on these. I love what I do, and I really love changing people's lives. Sure. And there's so much. 80% of what's going on is mindset.
Oh, absolutely.
The subsection of my book, you know, How Not to Suck as an Entrepreneur, goes into taking objections and turning them out into opportunities. Now, in this time of COVID, we are in a huge season of objection, but the thing about it is that's how someone perceives it. Another part of the market, a smaller part of the market, says, oh my gosh, this is a huge time of opportunity. And most people will say, well, that doesn't make any sense. And what you have to realize is that, like, now I'm like, Terry, I'm going to use you for example. You know a lot of things for you had to take major pivots back in 2008 when the mortgage market meltdown happened, you know, but that positioned you so that, you know, you had more impact, you had more, a greater voice over the next few years, which eventually became TW3 and positioned you where you are now in a lot better than you were 12 years ago. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just...
No,
I'm just running with it. So here's the thing. We are in that season again, okay? Mm-hmm. And now here's the thing. I remember I was run out. So when the whole mortgage meltdown thing happened, and I just had all these deals fall through, and I lost my apartment, and my church was actually paying my car note when I had lost my real estate business. And so I was selling ads on Google, and this guy runs me out because I'm talking, you know, I was going door to door, and I was doing, you know, I was doing pay-per-click ads. And he said, Google's a fad. The yellow pages will never go away. Ran me out of the store, just cussed me out. And I felt, I remember that today, I felt like that uncertainty, but I also was at a place where I had no choice. I had to keep going with on the path I was on. And, I'm glad I did. But, now in this new time of, uncertainty, those clients that maybe you would have been working with before, because of either uncertainty, fear, or financial issues, they're out of the market, right? Either because of circumstance or because of choice, it's in their head. Now, and there are also going to be those who still do business with you, but you have to kind of pivot your message, right? So that it still fits what's going on today, and you still show that value. And then, now, this is what's really cool right now, is that, and this is why I say there's more opportunity, is because there's a huge market now that would have never done business with you pre-COVID, or I like to say BC, you know, before COVID.
I like that.
They wouldn't have done business with you. They weren't looking for an opportunity. They were fine, right?
Yeah.
But now they're like, things have to change because, you know, the way I'm doing business isn't working. So they're looking for an opportunity. So there is so much opportunity here, but you have to change your mindset. You know, when someone says, hey, you have cancer, you have a choice to say, you know, what I said, if God is for me, who can be against me? I'm moving forward with this. I'm not living my life in fear. Okay. And you have to make that choice. Now here's the thing. We're always in constant battle with our limbic system, which is our fight or flight, mm-hmm. and our prefrontal cortex, right? And the thing about it is, in our prefrontal cortex is our, you know, systematic thinking, our logical thinking, right? And the problem is with our culture, we are so geared towards impulsive thinking, you know, the limbic system, fight or flight, that herd mentality. You know, we just go with the herd, we go with the trend, right? And then there's going to be that small batch of people.
Some would refer to that small batch of people as the one percenters.
The one, exactly, the one percenter.
So, and I've got my own thing on that. So, okay, I'll get off of that. I don't want to sidestep this, but you're right. You know, if you want the results of the majority, then follow the majority. But if you look, the majority's not doing as well as the minority.
Right, in some areas.
Yeah.
Tell me this. How many times in the last 4 or 5 years have you heard someone say, if I had just done XYZ back in 2008, 2009, I would be a millionaire right now?
You hear it all the time. And I hear it as a criticism toward me. With some people at times, I wish back then I'd done what you, but you know, and I was like, and that's why, you know, what you're saying, I've been preaching for the last year since mm-hmm. the genesis of the COVID thing, I've been talking about, this is a great time to invest in yourself and in your career like yeah. none other. And so,
And that's, you know, I can talk all day, but it's the real life situations that really bring it home. And so I'm kind of using it to prove my case. But a lot of people don't realize we're in that season again. And I think this season is better. And the reason I say it's better is because when we were in the mortgage meltdown, we didn't really know when things were going to get back to quote unquote normal. Yeah. You know, and I go back to that limbic system thing, you know, that fight or flight. you know, versus our prefrontal cortex. You know, we are in constant battle with that. And I believe, well, this, but that you know, when there's fear, there's, unless you're that 1% that kind of, okay, recognize, maybe I'm afraid of something, but I'm still making these choices. I'm still taking this path. I'm still going this direction. There's a thing called the Ulysses path. Well, I'll talk about that. But most people don't. They are so dialed into, and they don't realize it. They don't realize there's this kind of this battle between fight or flight and logical thinking that's going on in their mind. And
oh, absolutely. It harkens back to, you know, Paul says, take every thought captive.
Oh yeah.
You know, take every thought captive and put it under. I mean, I think just understanding that dynamic, which most people don't, mm-hmm. goes a long way in helping. Cause there's a lot of times I'll catch, and you probably do too. You catch yourself doing something or responding or feeling something. And if you will just take the second, why do I feel this? Where's mm-hmm. this coming from? You know, why did that thought just come to my head? Why am I trying to make this decision? Just understanding that there's things on a subconscious level in a different part of our, you know, intellectual makeup and cognitive functions. Just understanding that dynamic goes a long way in helping you start taking things and arresting them. That's what the word means. I mean, actually reading them the rights and putting them, incarcerating them. You no longer have a right to tell me to fight or flight. I'm going to look at it through the perspective of reality and make a, you know, wise decision.
Yeah. I've seen this video a few times on social media. It's kind of a, you know, trend where a parent takes like a treat or something and puts it in front of their child and tells them to wait, not to touch it, and the parent will go away. And the test is, okay, will the child eat it or will they? And what that, you know, and of course, you know, if the child waits, the parent says, oh, you know, great, so great, and you know, and. But what that comes from is, and I believe Stanford did the experiment, but they would have a child, you know, they had these test subjects, kids, and they would give them a marshmallow. And they would be told, okay, don't eat the marshmallow. If you wait for me to return, I'll bring you a second marshmallow. Now, the researcher never returns, okay? But the point of the experiment was to see how long can that child deny or push off the instant gratification.
Yeah.
Right. And what they found was those kids that waited longer, right, they actually did better in life because they weren't so dialed into their limbic system, their fight or flight, their emotions, that impulse to just eat it, right? They held off that impulse, and they dealt with, okay, the suffering, if you will, or the sure. just the denial of pleasure for a little longer, because they said on the other side of this, it'll be a greater reward. It's worth it. And what they found was those people did better, got better jobs, did better in school, versus the ones that ate it right away. And,
I saw a similar study and it same scenario. And you know what? All those kids that were able to deny instant gratification for a longer payoff, bigger payoff, longer, you know what they all had in common? My mama that would take their flip flops off and beat them over the head for you to do what they were told. That's what they had all. I'm kidding. But that goes back to the whole debate of nurture and nature. You know, there's things that have, and it's not an either or. I've always said it's a both and. There's some conditioning and there's some biological things at play.
Well, here's another one that's interesting. It's kind of the opposite side. And it speaks to our society. So, and I don't remember which, you know, who did the experiment, but you know, in this experiment, they had four monkeys, right? They had a banana, at the top of the cage, and this pole, right? And the monkeys were allowed to you know, climb up the pole and get to the banana. Now, what would happen is when they got to the banana, they would were blasted with water and knocked off the pole, right? So what would happen is these monkeys would keep trying to get to the bananas, but would get blasted off the pole. So eventually, none of the monkeys go after the banana. Okay, so once the monkeys were conditioned, they remove one monkey, bring in a new monkey that hasn't been conditioned. And that monkey, of course, tries to get the banana. Well, the other three monkeys pull him down. And every time he tries to go up the pole, they pull him down, right? And eventually that monkey gives up trying to go after the banana. And it continues. They keep taking all the monkeys out and these other monkeys in, and they keep pulling each other down until they start pulling each other down and they don't even know why, because right. All the original monkeys are gone. And as an entrepreneur, you know, you can find yourself going after a dream, going after something. And because, you know, you're, you know, aunt, uncle, I mean, they mean well. There's very few times does someone say in your life, hey, don't do that because I wish malice on you. I don't want you to feel pain. So I'm keeping you from that thing. But what I'm telling you is that our society, because we're so dialed into our limbic system, so dialed into fear, so dialed into these impulses, these emotions, that the opportunity is there.
Absolutely.
Don't pull them down. And if you hate bananas, you know, make it.
That is such a great analogy. It sort of reminds me, you've probably heard the two crabs that you put in a bucket. Mm-hmm. That's how you keep a crab from ever escaping, is you just put another crab in there and they'll always pull each other down.
Right.
You're so right. And that is such a perfect illustration of where society is. You know, that there is an innate thing in all of us, just like in those monkeys. There's an innate biological thing. I want the banana.
Right.
But then there's a conditioning that comes along that says you can't have the banana. And because I can't have the banana, and I couldn't have the banana. And it's just generational stuff. You know, in my circles, we call it generational curses. But, you know, it's a reality that people have to push through. And to live an abnormal life of health, wealth, prosper, living, enjoying life, having money, even in this time, that is a very unusual situation. But it takes an unusual mindset and unusual activities. You can't be. And so I love what you're saying here, Marcus, that you can't be in that herd mentality to just doing everything else, because there is no courage in saying, hey, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, and being a Chicken Little out there. Now, there's no courage in that. You will be criticized. When I have never in my life felt the pressure that I have felt in the last 6 months, of even to the point of, should I even post this? Should I say this? And what I was considering and thinking about offering or posting was just something of positivity, something of encouragement, because people are so ratcheted up, so angry, so frustrated, so irritated, aggravated. They are just full-blown going back into the early man set of mind thinking, you know, that anybody that says you can have more, do more, experience more, earn more, enjoy more, you can have the life, that person, that message in this culture can be viewed by some people as not being sensitive to the pain, not being, whistling past the grave, you know, mindset, you know, whatever cliche or criticism you want to use. Because I've had it. I've had emails and I've had texts and private messages on social media. Well, it's easy for you. It's blah, blah. And it's aggravating when I hear people, it's easy for you, it's this and that, because what they've just done is they've discounted my story just like they would have discounted your story. Mm-hmm. They have said, you're doing something I can't do, which is a lie.
Yeah.
Because some of the people that I'm hearing these criticisms, they're better educated. They come from a better situation. They have more opportunities than even I have right now. And, so I love what you're saying in this book. I love your message. I love what you're putting out. When we were talking earlier, you said something about that you are offering some free training through a webinar for people to be able to engage you and not expecting anything, no obligations, just come out and see if Mark can pour a lot. So explain how that works and how they can get involved there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the book and everything is part of my coaching, and I'm just doing some more things trying to get my message out there. So what I'm doing is a webinar that I've been doing with my personal coaching group that I have. And it has proven to bring them a lot of value. So I wanted to really get that out there. And it's going to talk about a lot of things, not just in the market, but how to structure your marketing so that it is effective. So it's going to hit a number of different things. And at the end of the day, I want you to walk away some nuggets and be more profitable. So if you're interested, now the live webinar will be on next Thursday on the 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If for whatever reason you're not able to make it, there will be a replay. So no worries, you'll just get a link to the replay. But if you're interested in registering to get that, it will be via Zoom. Please go to unleashthecoach.com/webinar. That's unleashthecoach.com/webinar. And you'll go and it'll be a registration. And if you know, you'll either come to the live call, or if you've missed the live, it'll just take you straight to the webinar replay.
All right. Sounds great. So if they want to engage and see some of your training and coaching, and are you going to be able to equip them with some marketing tools and stuff if they come and decide they want to be able to market online? Do you have something for them?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Mark, it's been great. Thanks for being on tonight.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Don't laugh. It just encourages them.
She's got a point. It does just encourage.
I'm fueled by laughter.
That's what I'm saying. Don't laugh. It just encourages us. So that was a great interview. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I love Mark.
Yeah, Mark's got a great story. So we're back. Listen, I'm super proud of Mark, as I am with all of our members. I love hearing stories like this and seeing others who've we've been privileged to know and work with take their lives to all new levels that, you know, at one point probably just seemed like a dream. So those of you in my listening audience, this is what I want you to hear from this interview. When I have members speaking with you about what our tools, training, and technology can do for you, I want you to remember this interview, as well as others we've done with other members. That's what they're offering you. They're offering you literally the opportunity to discover the passions and purpose and plans you have for your life, develop the skills, strategies, and systems to build a business around those, and then have the ability to monetize every activity you engage in that process. Now, does it work? That's a legitimate question. Well, 12 years in business, thousands of clients helped, A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau without being a member of the Better Business Bureau.
So no, doesn't work.
Yeah, so it don't work. No, it does.
Time to go home.
Listen, if you work the system works. That's all I'm going to say. Now, has it made everybody healthy, wealthy, and with no problems? No, it's actually created problems for people. Let's talk about that, Reagan.
That's our, a good point to bring up.
Yeah. Our business could actually be a burden to you rather than a blessing.
Yeah.
If you're not in an emotional place in your, because I'll tell you, one of the things you're going to hear in that past interview was, you know, Mark came with a lot of experience. He had done online marketing before. He had been in sales. He had been in the military. Mm-hmm. You tell me this guy doesn't have discipline?
Yeah.
Doesn't have, but I'll tell you what his superpower was and is. Why he took off and why other people with maybe that kind of background comes in and they flop, fail, and they're out within a month. And then they're frustrated with us. Mm-hmm. He was teachable. Mm-hmm. It is so difficult to find people with experience, with skill sets, with all of that, come in and then say, I'm here to be taught.
Yeah.
He didn't come in with a mindset, I've done all this, I know all this,
right.
I've built landing pages before, I know about websites, I know about sales, I know about blah, 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 blah. No, you can't tell me anything, Terry. No, he came in, he soaked it up like a sponge, mm-hmm. And all we did is we just probably tweaked him about 2 to 3%, and he took off like a rocket. And so I want my business to be a blessing, not a burden to people, which means they take it and use it as we show them. And because if you work the system works. Greenbacks consistently making money. Tom from Chi-Town, Bam Bam from the Left Coast.
Which Ron's a good example, because that's somebody that, you know, definitely didn't start off.
Didn't have any experience. Now, he's the opposite of Mark.
Yeah.
No experience with technology, computers, landing pages, online marketing. He's a musician.
Right. I also think there was a time there where he could have easily been one of our members that like just gave up and said, this isn't for me and it doesn't work. And
he could have easily been one of those that not only gave up and quit, but got so frustrated, angry with us. He's telling everybody he gets an audience with.
Right. But instead, I think like what you were saying, he just became coachable. Like it was, and not that he wasn't beforehand, but he accepted. It's like, okay, I don't know how to do
well,
this.
Well, one of the hardest things to do for me personally is when I am in a situation where I'm frustrated, things aren't working the way I wanted them to, or I expected them to, not to get into the blame shifting. Well, if so-and-so or such would have worked different or done, if they, in other words, if the world that I'm dealing with at the time, if it would modify itself and come to me, I could be successful. But that's not the way the world, you have to modify yourself to wrap around the program. And that's hard for people to do. And you go back and listen to Bam Bam's interview. He had some disabilities, learning and all of that kind of stuff, that the way it wasn't disabilities. I apologize, but his learning style was completely different than our teaching style.
Yeah.
Which made it immensely frustrating.
Sure.
And so, and there was times where he called me everything but my God given name. He was pissed.
Yeah.
But he worked through that, pushed through it, came to the conference, got to connect with some people, learned some skills, and took off.
Yeah.
And as a rock star, like so many other of our people. So, guys, you live in a season right now. You can do well. You know, I love the saying by John Maxwell. He says, it's a choice. We can choose to be thermostats or thermometers. And most of the people we work around, live around, and have experience with, they're all thermometers. They're just giving the reading of the room. Oh, it's a pain in the butt at Chick-fil-A today. Everybody, the customers, the staff, the management, the operators, everybody's ticked off. And so the it's at 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, or you can be a thermostat and say, yeah, this is the environment, but I choose, this is the temperature I'm going to have in the room that I control. And that's leadership, and that's entrepreneurialism. And that's what it takes to chart your own course. So great show tonight, guys. Thank y'all for being on. Thank all of you guys that came out with us tonight. We hope you got some value out of tonight and was able to bring some. It looks like we had some people with some great questions. Remember to share this podcast. Hashtag, what's the hashtag?
TW3podcast 430.
Hashtag TW3 podcast 430. And we will connect with somebody online and make sure that they get a free book. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to TerryWilson3.com today. If you've decided you are worth more, then go to TerryWilson3.com now and get a free digital sample copy of the book. You are worth more. Listen, no one's going to give you what you're worth but you. So stop putting off and get started earning, enjoying, and experiencing what you are worth today. Go to TerryWilson3.com now to start your journey today. That's TerryWilson3.com. We'll be right back.